This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games, and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. We're backstage. Our players, as you can see, are warming up for today's big match. And today, one of these two gentlemen is going to have the opportunity to win his very own video arcade game. So, players, you ready? All right, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. You already hold the record for the dash down the hall, and all the games we've played, you beat everybody. Welcome. Nice to have you here in the studio, and you at home, and we have some good contestants. Let's meet him right now. Fastest man on Starcade is?
David Thomas's. I go to McAteer High School, School of the Arts. I major in acting, and my hobbies are acting and doing sound effects.
Do you mean with your mouth?
Yeah, my mouth. Like.
That's good. That's a very cold person or a machine gun or... What is that?
Either one. It doesn't matter which one you want to do.
Give me another one. All right. Welcome.
Thank you. Nice
to see you, David. Good luck to you. And you are?
My name is Mike Albury.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I live in Los Gatos. Work in a Porsche shop in Campbell. And I also race the car that's there.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And how are you?
I'm doing good.
Oh, good. Okay, great. All right, those are our two contestants. They're matched up based on their ability in playing today's games. And one of these two gentlemen is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today it is Tron. Tron is sitting right there for you. So you guys shake hands, head over to the podium, and we'll get ready to play Starcade. Kevin, what are the five games they'll be dealing with today?
Well, David and Mike better get ready to do some hopping, chomping, riding, and fighting on today's Starcade. First in our lineup, it's Dragon's Lair, the Daring Dirk, and the Lovely Daphne. Next, it's Krull on a quest in an alien world. Then Pac-Man Plus, Chomp, Chomp, and Gulp. Motor Race USA, a low-riding biker coast to coast. And Q-Bert, the nosy hopper himself. Jeff?
All right, Kevin, sounds like a lot of fun today. Those are today's five games. Both of you had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. If you pick it in the first three games, the valuable prize is automatically yours. So if you're set, first of all, Kevin, better tell the home audience about the mystery game. Kev?
The mystery game is Krull.
Okay, now if you're set, I have a question for you. Hands on buzzers. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, you'll pick the first game. In the game Mr. Do can eliminate a monster by dropping what on its head? Yes, David.
A Powerball.
No, the choices were an apple or a cherry, and it's an apple. An apple, which, Michael, that means you picked the first game? What are we going to play, Michael?
I'll play Dragon's Lair.
Dragon's Lair will be the first game, and we will ask Kevin the Daring to tell us about that.
Once long ago, a fierce dragon captured the fair Daphne, and only Dirk came forth to join the quest. All others cringed and hid, and even Dirk was a little bit shaken, but he was not swayed. The dragon would be his, and the princess would be his reward. Now, David, you are Dirk, and the challenge is yours.
All right, it's Michael, George, thank you. Michael, you are you a Dragon's Lair player?
I've recently started playing it.
Okay, so you're not an expert on Dragon's Lair. All right. I was going to tell you that there are some screens that are low-scoring screens, and if you know what they are, sometimes it's best to lose a life and see if you can get into a higher-scoring screen, but I don't want to confuse you with that. However, David, you heard that information. You might be able to use it. I don't know. So if you're ready to go, you have 50 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Get a vine. Oh no. Yeah. 30 seconds. Into the rapid. Mm-hmm. 15 seconds. Woo! 652. Okay, Michael, head on back, and here comes David. All right, David, he had a little rough luck there. It's up to you. I love it when Dirk gets in the rapids. Dirk the Daring. Woo! Woo! You ready to go?
Yes, sir.
All right, 50 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. Good play, 20 seconds. $847. I think Michael picked your game, David. Nicely played. We're going to be back in a minute. We'll see who gets to choose the next game here on Starrcade. Don't go away.
Some of the Starrcade staff stays at the Altamira Hotel in the hills of Sausalito, overlooking glorious San Francisco Bay. The Altamira featuring honeymoon hideaway cottage suites and garden settings. The grand prize today on Starrcade is the video arcade game, Tron. Journey with Tron through a startling new dimension where energy lives and breathes, and the warrior Sark is your dreaded enemy. The adventures are many in this world that is pure energy, Tron, furnished by Funai ESP. And now back to Starrcade, here's Jeff Edwards.
All right, Kevin, here we are. Let's see where we are after the first play. Dragon's Lair is finished, and David, you have a score of 9,847. Michael, you have 4,652. All right, Michael, you're in the, or rather, David, sorry, you're in the lead. There's still one more game to be played, of course, though, Michael, and then the total points scored in both games in this round will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. I have another question for you, if you're ready. Hands on buzzers, and here we go. One of the four chefs in Food Fight is named A, Oscar, or B, Enrico. Michael.
Oscar.
Oscar. No, it's Enrico. Enrico. So, David, this time you get to pick the game.
I'd like to play Motor Race USA, please.
Motor Race USA. Okay, we'll ask our putt-putt to tell us about that.
You're running out of gas, Jeff. The game is Motor Race USA, and you're a biker just cruising along, not bothering nobody, on the road from L.A. to New York. And you can get real satisfaction from jumping rivers, using narrow bridges and paths, and doing wheelies. But don't get too carried away. You need that gas on the road. And you can get into a lot of trouble if you don't watch out. You picked Motor Race USA, and that makes you a low-riding biker.
All right, Motor Race USA it is, David and Michael. A couple things in Motor Race USA. You get 500 points for each car you pass, but if you crash, they pass you again, and you don't get points until you get past new cars. Does that make sense? Do you understand that?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. There's a narrow lane on the right just after you start the game. If you can get in that, you'll have no traffic, and you can make some extra points. So you ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, good luck. Here we go. You have 50 seconds for Motor Race USA. Get ready, get set, play. Here we go. Listen, that's a good score, David. Terrific play. Head on back. Here comes Michael. Now, Michael, he set a goal for you there about the only way you're going to beat 8,000 is not crash at all.
I'm going to hope to.
Did you say you raced also?
I raced Porsches, yeah.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to mention the car particularly, but well, you can send me a free Porsche. That's fine.
Okay.
If you're ready to go, turn around, Michael. Get ready. Get set. Play. Seconds to go here. Gotta pass a couple new ones. Oh no, doggone it. 7,500. Okay, a little tough luck there, Michael. Head on back. Well, I'm telling you, David is some competitor. It's going to be tough to beat this guy, Michael. You both had a chance to play Dragon's Lair and Motor Race USA, and now one of you is going to play for a very special prize. We'll total up the scores in both games and see who gets to play the name of the game board. David, you have 17,847. Michael, 12,152. David, you're the winner. Come on out. Winner so far, at any rate. You get to play the name of the game board. Now, David, move just a little bit closer to me. Okay, there you go. Behind you is the name of the game board. What we're going to do is show you four video games. You name the games correctly, then you're going to win a nice prize, and Kevin is going to tell you about that.
David, for 3 out of 4, we'll help sweeten your video fun with a $150 assortment of double truffle chocolates, double truffalettes, ecstasy pops, and double truffle cones, all yours from Double Truffle. And for all 4 correct, David, you'll battle your favorite video games in the Bionic Chair. Portable and lightweight, the chair rocks, rotates, and allows back support and total freedom of movement, a futuristic way to play the Bionic Chair. And Activision's hottest new titles for a variety of home computers, River Raid, Pitfall, the Decathlon, Space Shuttle, and Enduro, a home entertainment package from Activision.
Now, David... You better answer these questions quickly, because the crew has been going through those double truffles, chocolate truffles, so fast they can't even fit in the bionic chair anymore, okay?
Okay.
All right, turn around. Upper left-hand corner. Is that Super Astro Fighter or Tax Scan?
Tax Scan.
Right you are. Upper right-hand corner. Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Trek.
Star Trek. Good for you. In the middle, Reactor or Cosmic Chasm?
Reactor.
Good for you. And number 4, Domino Man or Fast Freddy?
Domino Man.
Yes, Domino Man. All right, you got yourself the chair. Good for you. Congratulations. And you've got a nice lead here in Starcade. We'll see if you can keep that lead right after these words. We'll be right back.
Here's the latest video game news from the Starcade Hotline. For those of you who've wondered how Pac-Man happened, here's a conversation with the man who knows the way it was and the way it is with Pac-Man.
Pac-Man is on location all over the world. It's one of the most popular video games that's ever been manufactured, and perhaps one of the games that has done more to revolutionize the industry and introduce more players to the video games industry than any other game that's ever been created. Pac-Man was a creation of a company in Japan called Namco Limited. Mr. Nakamura, who's the chairman of the board of Namco, helped in creating the character, and we have a warm association with the company, and we licensed the product for manufacture and marketing in the United States, actually in the Western Hemisphere. The popularity of Pac-Man prompted people who are in the merchandise field to want to license the character, just as they licensed Mickey Mouse and Garfield and Strawberry Shortcake. They came to us, and it ended up the first year we had over 100 licensees and over 600 Pac-Man products. I know of at least 3 Pac-Man games that are currently in the creative stage.
And now here's the man who knows the way it is with Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much. This is round two. There's only one game left to play this time, just 40 seconds to play it. After that, we total up to all the scores on both games, and the top scorer in all games is going to get a chance to go for Tron, all right? And Michael, you're about 5,000 points behind, so you're going to have to hope that you get this question right and pick a game you can get some points on. These questions get more esoteric all the time. Here we go. The green guy in Q-Bert that can change squares back to their original color is A, Klug, B, Sam. Michael.
Klug.
No, nice. I would have guessed that too.
The name's in it.
But Sam it is, and David, that means you get to choose the last game here.
Pac-Man Plus, please.
Pac-Man Plus. All right. We didn't hear the mystery game sound, so I can tell you now the mystery game is Krull. But Pac-Man Plus is a game we're going to play, and Kevin will tell us about that.
It's the great one, jazzed up and speeded up, gobbling away faster than ever and more than ever, with Freddy ghosts in pursuit and disappearing mazes just when the Pac-Man needs the most. It's one up on Pac-Man, a plus, and it's frantic.
All right, Pac-Man Plus is what it is. About all I can tell you about this is gobble them up as fast as you can.
Okay,
you can get extra points if you get that little fruit in the middle or the soft drink, whatever it turns out to be, and then all the monsters disappear and you can go around at will, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, good luck to you. Ready? Get set. Play. Here we go. Trap there, 20 seconds to go. Did you get him? Yep. There we go. Gotcha. 2 seconds. 2,300. Okay, a little trouble, but nice
you
played, David. Michael comes down. Well, Michael? I think you're in a little bit of trouble here.
Well, I'll work on it.
All right. I think what you'll have to do is eat everything within about 30 seconds and then spend the next 10 seconds getting bonus points.
Okay.
Good luck. 40 seconds to go. Get ready. Get set. Play. Here we go. No, that guy didn't turn. He didn't turn. Well, you're free now. Oh, caught you in a trap there. Nice job. There's the buzzer. All right, head on back, Michael. A couple of good competitors, a little trouble there, Michael, but we'll see how it all turned out, and whoever has the highest score is going to get a shot at Tron. David, you have a score of 20,147. Michael, you have 13,972. David's the winner. Almost worth losing to see him do that, wasn't it?
I guess so.
Well, Michael, nice to have you here
thank
on the
Jeff.
Show. We
Thanks
have some nice gifts for you, and good luck to
good
you
luck
in your racing
you.
Career.
Thank you.
And David, for you, the high score on the show for the day gets a special prize. Kev?
David, you've won the Spectre Video SV328, a complete computer system for home and business. It features 112K of memory, a disk drive, and an expansion box, Spectre Video.
And I have a feeling, my friend, from watching you play these games, that in a few moments you're going to take Tron home. Okay, welcome back to Starcade. David, you're our champ, as you know, and now's a chance for you to win Tron. There's still two games left unplayed, Krull and Q-Bert. And during the commercial, we told you if you picked Krull, you'd have to score at least 9,000 points. If you picked Q-Bert, you'd have to score at least 2,168 points. Those are the average scores of the more than 20 other players who play these same games. You made your decision?
Q-Bert.
Q-Bert, okay. Q-Bert it is. That means if you score 2,168 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to win Tron. And we'll let Kevin tell us about Q-Bert. Hubert and David and I will go over and get ready to play the game.
Hubert is a nosy fellow that hops around changing colors, scoring points as he goes from cube to cube, pursued by Coily, Ugg, and Wrong Way. Lure Coily over the side for points by jumping to safety on the disc. All green objects are safe to hit and add points. But be careful, Hubert could fall off as he tries to change all the cubes to one color. Hubert, he's a bit nosy, but a likable fellow.
All right, 2,168 points or more in 30 seconds. Not impossible, but not too easy. If you can get Coily off the side, it's 500 points every time that happens. I don't think we'll see old Sam show up. Remember Sam? Okay, we were going to wish you good luck. You'll have 30 seconds to do this, David. Get ready, get set, play. Here we go. .75, not near enough. It's tough to do that. That is really tough. Well, that's it for Starrcade. This is our champion. I'm going to play the game for a couple minutes, okay? Let me say goodbye first. This is Jeff Edmonds from Starrcade. Take care. See you next time. Hope all your troubles get zapped.
For more information about Starrcade, visit www.starrcade.tv and g4tv.com/starrcade.
Starrcade set furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starrcade is a JM production.